very, very needy.
Of course, yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? You have the floor.
Colin raised a very good, or challenged us with a very good question. Bashamima Begum. So how should we respond to her? You know, should she be allowed back in the country? We're told to love unconditionally, to forgive. But, and we were chatting about that without you following to see.
Yeah. I mean, I can give a response to that.
With real-life situations, it really brings into perspective the amount Jesus is asking for us. He's asking us to love everyone, even though we hate them, in certain ways because of what they've done. So he's basically going against what we would instinctively do. And this shows the huge sacrifice being a Christian really is in today's society. Any more points?
No.
So, Owen, what would you say to that question?
So I think... Nice one. So I think, when we come down to breaking barriers, nowadays this can look like difference in political opinion, lifestyles. You know, the UK is a very culturally diverse country. Even between Christians, we can have different views on the Bible and how we interpret that. Something I heard from a guy called Todd White, great preacher, is a quote from him that he said, if we're going to love the unloved, we've got to go and reach the unreached, no matter the background or environment you're in. And I think Jesus really demonstrates this, that the challenge is to love all and refrain from judging them for what they believe. You know, you might disagree with something they say and you might be going, oh, that's just so wrong. And especially at school, teenagers, there's plenty of different disagreeing views that we have. And it's so difficult sometimes just to tell them the truth without, I don't know, without looking like you judge them or, and I think this is a difficult thing to not judge other people and share the truth confidently. But I'd say that the more time we spend with God and the more time we delve into his word, the easier it will become. Galatians 3 puts it really well, which says, so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one under Christ.
What we must also remember is that we need to stay teachable. Unlike the lawyer who thought he knew everything, the fact is we will never fully grasp God's ways of love and kindness, and that we can never be loving to all because only Jesus can. We want to be more like Jesus, and with God's help, that is possible. But you must always remain humble. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this story you've told us. I thank you for the lessons we can learn, no matter our age, no matter our background, due to the Bible, Lord. I thank you for the loving kindness you showed us, and I pray you'll help us to show that loving kindness to others. I pray that you help us to be willing to cross borders, to reach the unreached, to give us a fresh perspective on each situation, on every thing we hear, Lord. All these situations that happen nowadays, I pray that you help us to be open-minded and humble. And I pray that we will all be more like Jesus. Amen.
Amen.